Economist Anne-Marie Coons tracks retail food prices for the Agriculture Department. She told us it doesn't matter what we buy for that cookout, we're going to pay more for it this year.
Beef and veal is 10.7% higher than it was this time last year. Pork is 12.2% higher, and poultry is 2.6% higher.
For hamburger meat, last year the national average price $3.31 a pound, and now it's $3.86.
And if they're looking for USDA Choice boneless sirloin steak, that was $6.79 last year, and now it's $7.59 this year.
So that's 80 cents higher. And for bone-in pork chops, those are running 68 cents a pound higher than a year ago. A whole chicken, that average price up a mere 9 cents a pound. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Thanks, Gary. And the American Farm Bureau Federation has released the results of its informal summer picnic survey. More than 80 Farm Bureau members in 25 states checked retail prices for summer picnic foods at their local grocery stores. And this information shows a picnic with hot dogs, cheeseburgers, pork spare ribs, potato salad, baked beans, lemonade, and chocolate milk for 10 people will cost $58.72, or a 5% increase compared to last year. But AFBF Deputy Chief Economist John Anderson said a meal for less than $6 per person is still a good deal. But the higher overall price this year is mostly due in part to the higher retail meat prices. But despite these moderate price increases, Anderson said here in the U.S. we can still enjoy a consistent, high-quality supply of meats and poultry that can be grilled and prepared any number of different ways. So here's hoping you have a great 4th of July picnic. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.